If you like scary stories, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Maniac on the Loose Scary Stories Podcast. Sit back and relax. Keep your arms and legs inside the vehicle at all times, and enjoy the ride.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everybody Wing Chung tonight. I was a 1980s kid, thus I grew up with 80s music. One of my favorite bands was Wing Chung. I had every single one of their albums and they never disappointed. I saw them in concert when they were in their prime, and to this day, that is the most fun I ever had at a concert. Fast forward 35 years. Wing Chung is touring again. Being that I'm just as big a fan as I've ever been, I was anxious to see them perform once more. When the tickets went on sale, I did not hesitate to purchase the VIP package. The VIP package included front row seats to the concert, exclusive VIP Wing Chung merchandise that included a t-shirt, coffee mug, and signed set list. I also got to meet the band before the show. Parking around the venue was a nightmare. There was a massive rainstorm the previous night, and several of the normal parking lots were flooded and closed. Valet parking was available, and normally I would have gone that route, but I needed to be able to access my car so I could put all my VIP merchandise in it before the show. And it's incredibly difficult to access your car when using valet parking. I drove up and down every street and was not having luck. But then I happened upon a small business. The name of the company was Internal Solutions. The storefront gave no indication as to what the business actually was, but I didn't really care. What I cared about was the fact that they had a close, convenient parking lot with no other vehicles in it. So I parked there. The VIP package was everything I hoped it would be and then some. I met and conversed with the band. The VIP merchandise was top-notch, and I also got my picture taken with the band. They even printed the photo on site, and I was able to get it signed. There were 20 minutes before the concert started, easily enough time for me to hurry back to my car and drop off all my VIP merchandise. I got into my car, placed all my VIP items on the floorboard of the passenger seat, and covered them up with a blanket. I didn't want to risk anyone looking into my car window, spotting the Wing Chung treasure trove, and then shattering my window to steal it. Once I got everything set and I started to exit my car, I saw a huge cargo van pull into the lot. Two large, intimidating men in black t-shirts, bandanas, and tattoo-covered arms got out of the van and began pulling the parking lot gate shut. I rushed to get out of my car and alert them to my presence, but I dropped my phone. It fell with a crash to the ground. When I bent down and picked it up, I noticed that my phone was now dead. It was an old phone. I had dropped it a million times. I guess this was the straw that broke the camel's back. Oh well, it was time to get a new one anyway. By the time I finished inspecting my phone, the gate had already been closed and locked, and the cargo van was backing up to a large garage door that was in the process of opening. No big deal, though. I just explained to the scary men that I needed to get my car out of the lot. Surely they'd unlock the gate and allow me to leave. At that point, I had my VIP merchandise in my vehicle, so I could now use the valet parking option. I rounded my car as the men quickly backed the van into the building. By the time I stepped up to the entrance of the open garage door, the big men were out of the van and opening up the rear vehicle doors. The garage area was rather immense. It appeared that the company was some sort of medical and laboratory supply warehouse, as the garage was filled with a variety of such materials. There was a gurney close to the back of the van. There were gigantic shelving units lining the majority of the walls, which housed an array of laboratory equipment, surgical instruments, organ transfer coolers, and several bags of ice stored in an enormous windowed freezer. I was just about to call out to the men, but before I had a chance to, I found myself frozen in terror at what I was witnessing. The two brawny men were removing a limp body from the back of the van. The body was messily covered with a white sheet, and I could see a feminine arm dangling loose underneath. What were those two burly men doing with that body? I wasn't about to hang around to find out. I hurried back to my car and got inside. I was about to insert my keys into the ignition when I remembered that the parking lot gate was closed. I peered over and could see it bound by a thick chain and lock. What was I going to do? My phone was broken, so I couldn't call anyone. The only thing I could think of was to hunker down in my car out of sight and wait until they unlocked the gate again. I was hoping it would happen sometime during the night. I assumed the worst-case scenario would be having to wait until morning, but I could do that if necessary. I sat slouched down in my car for at least an hour when I heard some voices outside my vehicle. The voices were deep and gruff. I assumed it to be the two intimidating men who removed the body from the back of the van.
"Hey, whose car is that?"
I knew they were talking about my car. The thump of approaching footsteps confirmed my fear. I was in big trouble. Once they got to my car, they'd see me. I could try to get out and run, but where would I go? I was locked in the parking lot. I could attempt to fight the two men, but I was a scrawny guy with very little fighting experience, so that contest would be a joke. My mind was whirling as I tried to come up with some kind of creative solution to my predicament when I heard the whiny voice of a man call out to the big man, "Where are the rest?" One of the big men responded,
"We only have the one."
The whiny-voiced man was not happy.
"Just one? Do you know how many orders we have for human organs? And you only bring me one?"
One of the big men took offense.
"Kidnapping and sedating people is not a cakewalk. Some nights we can't get as many as you need."
"That's your problem, not mine. I told you the minimum amount of bodies I needed."
Their voices trailed off at that point. I carefully poked my head up and gazed about. They were gone. I assumed they went back into the building. I decided I was going to climb the fence and run away. I'd hope my vehicle would be waiting for me the next morning. If not, oh well, I just had to get out of there. The second I stepped foot out of my car, I could hear the whiny man's voice again, and it was rapidly getting closer.
"I don't care where you get them from. I need at least one more body tonight."
I jumped back into my car before they could see me and quietly shut the door. This time, I got into the back seat. I pulled the blanket from the Wang Chung VIP merchandise and covered myself up as I sprawled across the back floorboards. If they came around my car again, hopefully they wouldn't see me. I had just finished covering myself up when I heard the whiny-voiced man say,
"Whose car is that?"
"I don't know."
I could hear their footsteps approach my vehicle and then come to a halt. My heart nearly stopped when I heard the whiny man's next words.
"What's that in the floorboard?"
They spotted me. I was done for. I was going to be their next illegal organ harvest victim.
"It looks like a bunch of Wang Chung merchandise."
Relief washed over me as I realized they were looking at the front floorboard and not the back where I was. One of the big men spoke next.
There's a Wang Chung concert down the road. This person must have parked here to go to the concert.
The other big man chimed in.
Wang Chung is performing tonight? Damn! I love Wang Chung. Had I known, I would have gotten tickets.
The whiny voiced man gave his 2 cents.
I would have joined you. Wang Chung is one of the most underrated bands in the history of music.
I cringed when one of the large men made a suggestion.
Hey, when the Wang Chung fan comes back to his car after the concert, we'll just subdue them and use their organs.
The whiny man went along with the suggestion.
Great idea. Open up those gates so they can get back in.
After their footsteps disappeared into the distance, I peeked out of the window and watched them open the gate. Then they hid in the shadows. It was soon after when the concert let out and a group of concertgoers walked past the parking lot singing Wang Chung's hit song, Everybody Have Fun Tonight. The 2 intimidating men began to dance and sing along. The svelte, whiny-voiced man was snapping his fingers and swaying with the melody. It was obvious that these guys genuinely loved that song. But, I mean, who in their right mind wouldn't? It was at this time that I realized I held the advantage. The gate was open, and they had no idea I was in the car. I kicked the blanket away, leapt over into the front seat, and revved the engine to life. The 3 illegal organ dealers turned around in shock as I zoomed toward the entrance of the parking lot. One of the big men clumsily attempted to shut the gate before I could get out, but he wasn't even close. I zoomed through the open gate and sped away. I was happy to have survived the night, but was awfully disappointed that I missed the Wang Chung concert.
We hope you enjoyed the show. We're dying for you to come back for more.
Visit maniacontheloose.com, sign up for our newsletter, and I'll give you some free stuff.
We'll see you soon. Very soon.